The following is a paid commercial program. The views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or PAML Broadcasting. Mahoney Asset Management presents A GPS for Your Finances, hosted by their president and CEO, Ken Mahoney. Ken is a Hudson Valley resident and businessman with 27 years of experience in retirement, the markets, investment strategies, and more. He presents this show to help you navigate today's financial landscape, to make it easier for you to understand and to answer your questions. Now, here's the host of A GPS for Your Finances, Ken Mahoney.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. Boy, this has been a great summer so far. We haven't had too much rain. And again, hopefully you have the bacon going, you got the toast going. Again, if you're driving, you can't do that, two hands on a wheel, right? But if you're home, I welcome you to join us here for GPS for Your Finances. Today's topic, how do the world's best invest their assets? And I believe you're going to be for a really good treat today because I'm going to go through all the famous investors from Warren Buffett to Peter Lynch, William O'Neill, Carl Icahn, George Soros. And the reason I'm going through this, and again, we can't always invest like Warren Buffett necessarily or George Soros and some of these other names I mentioned, but certainly it helps us kind of understand our style. And also there's some great books, some great resources all around these famous investors. So today's topic, how do the world's best invest their assets? And right off the bat, you have to be thinking like me, who are the best? No doubt, I would say Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett's worth $84 to $86 billion, depends on the day of the week. He owns a company called Berkshire Hathaway. And it's not by mistake that this gentleman is worth all these billions of dollars. I've read pretty much all of his books that have gone out. I think one of my favorite books was called Snowball. Think of that little snowball starts on top of a hill and rolls, and pretty soon it gets big. And that's pretty much what happened with him over time. And he has a lot of famous quotes. You know, like one of the best quotes is like, how long do you hold on to a stock? And his answer is, well, forever. So Warren Buffett started Berkshire Hathaway, I think back in the 1960s or so. But what's very interesting is his protege, or the one that his mentor, was actually Ben Graham. So if you're really into Warren Buffett, you know, Ben Graham, the book, The Intelligent Investor, is the book that Warren Buffett cites a lot, again, called The Intelligent Investor by Bill Graham. There's so many different editions of it. Graham passed away some time ago, but he thought this was the book. It talks about ratios and cash flow. And really, Warren Buffett is a kind of a cash flow investor. That's his style. So companies he owns, companies like Coca-Cola, he's owned pretty much forever and said he'll own it forever. Wells Fargo. He recently added Apple to the list. Now, Apple is kind of interesting because most of the time he doesn't add technology shares. He likes companies, you know, that he understands more. But I guess he couldn't pass up the Apple cash flow. They're sitting about $200 billion of cash. He never bought Microsoft because Microsoft is owned by Bill Gates. And him and Bill Gates are really great friends. They have huge foundations together. They play bridge together. So they didn't want any kind of, you know, conflict of interest investing in Microsoft. But he said, if you didn't know Bill Gates, you probably would be investing in Microsoft. Again, I'm not telling you to invest in Microsoft. Just kind of going over things to own. Now, recently, though, what's nice about Warren Buffett, you could follow him. Actually, you can own Berkshire Hathaway A. They have hundreds of thousands of dollars. But they also have Berkshire Hathaway B, which is priced a lot better. And that you can invest right alongside Warren Buffett if you choose to. Now, recently he sold IBM. He didn't like the way IBM had its cash flow. That he disappointed, that IBM, you know, time and time again, disappointed investors with earnings. And we saw that last quarter as well. So very interesting to see kind of stocks that he owns. You can look that up. You could go on Google. You can go to different sources to find what Berkshire Hathaway invests into. But definitely, if we talk about today is the how do the world's best investor assets, we definitely have to talk about the Omaha or the Oracle of Omaha, and that is Warren Buffett. What's really interesting, I've been watching a lot of YouTube articles about him as well. He's a very simple man. He lives in the same home of 50-some years. Guys with 84 to 86 billion, gosh, he could buy a house worth a couple $100 million if he wanted to, one of these big, crazy, like, islands. He doesn't. Actually, he goes to work. He drives to work in his own car, doesn't have someone drive it for him. Most mornings, he eats at McDonald's. That's another one of his holdings. The way he eats is probably something you want to probably don't want to follow. He drinks a lot of Coke, goes to McDonald's, eats all that fatty stuff. But it's really interesting how he kind of starts his day. And he's a big reader. If you really want to get good at investing, follow Warren Buffett. Warren Buffett, he reads. The question is, what is the secret of Warren Buffett? How are you worth all this money? How He's just read. He reads everything. He reads company statements. He reads all the periodicals. He spends about 80% of his time reading. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to A GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us right here on WHUD. Today's topic, how do the best invest their assets? And also listen to us every Monday through Friday, Mahoney Asset Management. We do the stock market report. Monday morning, around 8:25, I come on the Mike and Casey show, tell you what's happening in the markets, what the rest of the day may look like. And drive time coming home, you'll hear from Bill Kugel around 5:15 or so on Andy Bale's show. And he'll tell you what happened to the market and what the local stock index did and all the local companies, news, and so forth. So we're with you Monday through Friday. Saturday, we have the day off. And here we are every Sunday morning right here on WHD at 6 a.m. Today's topic, how the world's invest our money, or how they invest their assets. And for Warren Buffett, you know, it's funny. He started at a very young age. He was delivering papers. He would save those Coke bottles when he had deposits. I mean, he was always kind of an entrepreneur, and that's kind of how he talks about himself. And over the years, he went to Wharton School of Business. Very, very smart guy, very well educated. But he, again, his one of his trademarks is about reading. So if you're really into investing and finance, you know, you should definitely grab one of his books. His favorite book of all time is called The Intelligent Investor by Ben Graham. But I really think it's really interesting that he's worth $86 billion, depends on the day. You know, market goes up a little bit, his holdings are up a little bit. The market goes down a little bit, his holdings are down. But he's around $85 billion, let's call it. And he plans on donating 99% of his net worth to charity. Now, I think he's about 83 years old now, 84 years old. 87 years old. I did the math better. He's 87 years old. And at some point, he will pass away. But about 99% of his holdings will go to charity. And actually, Bill Gates himself, Mark Zuckerberg, and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. So he's a very giving individual. He's not like the billionaire. He's like the billionaire next door, where he has the same house for the last 50-some years, drives a car that's a couple years older. But he's a genius. CNBC has him on it quite a bit. You can YouTube some of his investors. But if we're going to try to figure out what makes these people tick and how are they successful, you know, they leave clues. And the clue is basically, you can Google it, it will show you all the holdings that Warren Buffett has. So if you want to invest like him, you could pick those stocks out. You can actually invest into his fund. Again, I can't make any type of recommendations. But for today's topic, how do the world's best invest their assets? Well, we should definitely know what Warren Buffett does. And if you want to become a better investor, maybe understand his style. We'll be right back right after these messages.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS for Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Manager. So glad you're joining us this early Sunday morning. And how do the world's best invest their assets is today's topic. Now, you just heard Mike Bennett on a break talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. I believe it's a perfect companion to what we do here every Sunday morning. So sometimes you can listen in, sometimes you miss us, sometimes part of us. But you know what? To get the perfect companion for free, call 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. 0101 for the first 20 callers. I think you can do it. I think you can do it. Write the number down. You could probably be one of the first 20 callers. I'm not a syndicated show. I'm right here in the Hudson Valley. Grew up in Montrose. Probably live and die here and retire in the Hudson Valley as well. So, again, we're not a syndicated show. Call for a free book. Not Your Father's Retirement. Now, not only is it a perfect companion to the show, it sells on Amazon for $17.99. It sells on Barnes & Noble for $17.99. But the first 20 callers, the only place you can get this for free is right here in WHD. Exclusive offer for only WHD listeners. So it's 845-371-0101. So thank you, Mike, for that plug. And again, let's get right back to how do the world's best investor assets. Number one, we talked about Warren Buffett right before the break. Berkshire Hathaway, worth about $85 billion. And he likes companies like cash flow. His favorite book, The Intelligent Investor. He actually trained alongside him. But it's companies like cash flow, like Coke, Wells Fargo. He recently added Apple. He sold IBM. And you can follow what he's doing, which is kind of interesting, by owning one of his funds or also kind of Googling and see the different holdings they have. Each 3 months or so, companies are acquired to show what type of companies they're investing in, what they're adding to, or what they're deleting. So that's all public information. Again, it's not real time. We don't know exactly what he's doing right now, this moment. We don't know exactly what it's going to do this week. But when the quarter's over, he'll have to show us what he's done. So you can follow that. Someone from the 1980s by the name of Peter Lynch, he ran something called the Fidelity Magellan Fund, one of the most popular funds ever. I mean, mutual funds are really, really hot. In the 1980s, I think that fund averaged something like 20% per year compounded. And he's since retired, but he's rolling some great books, including a book called One Up on Wall Street. And what's really interesting about it, it's something that you could identify with, almost like Warren Buffett. I mean, it's public. You could see what he's doing. You can kind of get it if you kind of read this, you know, Graham's book about The Intelligent Investor, about cash flow and so forth. Again, some of it's over your head a bit. I get it. But Peter Lynch also, he wanted to buy companies that he understood. Again, you don't find Warren Buffett and now Peter Lynch buying biotechnology companies. Not to say they can't make money, but it's over their head. They don't understand it. You know, that's not for them. So Peter Lynch was someone actually who kind of observed what was going on. He said to his wife, you know, what type of things are you buying? What type of clothes or what type of stores you going to? And he basically did what they go from the ground up or from the bottom up, so to speak. He didn't have these big macro things about the economy and about interest rates and unemployment. He really looked at companies from the bottom up. What was going on at the time? What's the newest thing? What's interesting? So he wanted to kind of find out from there. And again, after that, he got under the hood of the company and made sure the company had good earnings, good management, and those type of things. But I think it's very interesting to think that you can almost invest like Peter Lynch, because what he did is something like we all can do. Like, observe what's going on around us. You know, see what's happening. A couple years ago, everybody's getting Netflix. A couple years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, all my friends are jumping on Facebook. And you see these different trends that are happening. In the last couple years, maybe a year and a half, every driveway I drive by, there's an Amazon book out there, right? There's a Prime, I mean, I'm sorry, not book. There's an Amazon box outside, and an Amazon Prime and a box. And, you know, these type of companies like Facebook and Amazon and Netflix and, you know, Googling things we've done and Apple, we see these iPhones everywhere. All these were right in front of our eyes, all these opportunities, things that we saw maybe before other people saw, and all of them have done really well. And again, I can't tell you to invest in those. I can't give you specific recommendations. But what I think is really interesting, that Peter Lynch, if he still, you know, was writing books today and investing, you know, for, let's say, a mutual fund, you know, he'd be looking at those type of companies I just mentioned. Like, again, think about all the friends of yours that are on Facebook. Again, our kids, our teenagers, let's say, or even younger, they're not on Facebook. They're on Snapchat and things like that. But most of us older folks find ourselves on Facebook. You think about Amazon, and, you know, we used to buy on Amazon. Now, if a box isn't show up on a given day, I think there's something wrong, I'm going to call Jeff Bezos of Amazon and say, hey, what's going on? But how many of you or how many of your friends have this kind of Amazon Prime membership? And that's been going on for the last couple of years. It gets bigger and bigger, and more of your friends and more. It's all right in front of us. And that's what I really like about Peter Lynch's work, is that something we can identify with. We can just kind of keep our eyes open and say, wow, that is interesting. So many people are talking about this show on Netflix. By the way, I don't get to watch all this binge watching, but all these shows are, I do watch some of these. I think my little thing is called The Office. Remember that TV show with Steve Carell? I know it's stupid, but sometimes at night you want to watch something just kind of after all the information about China war and trade wars and all these things. It's nice to kind of watch. So my little kind of binge thing has been The Office on Netflix. But think about it, Netflix for $12.95 a month or $14.95 a month, not going to Blockbuster, dropping off your VHS tape, and paying $8 because you're late for 2 days when you could have bought the video for $8. But these things have happened right in front of us, and there's going to be other ones going to be right in front of us also. So the reason why I'm going through today's topic, how do the world's best investor assets, is to remind you that there's a playbook right out there. You don't have to kind of invent a wheel. Warren Buffett lays it out in his books and how he invests. You can invest alongside of him. Peter Lynch can't really invest alongside of him now. He's not really managing money that way, but certainly you can read his books. You can Google him. You can find these all type of things out. But I think that has a lot to do today because a lot of things are happening at a faster speed. And I think we don't give ourselves enough credit to kind of recognize something that's a trend. Again, how do you invest? That's a kind of different thing. Well, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management, right here on WHD. You find us here every Sunday morning at 6 a.m. I think today's topic, I've been wanting to do this for some time, how do the world's best invest their assets? So we heard Warren Buffett style at Berkshire Hathaway, worth about $85 billion, not bad. You know, he likes companies that cash flow. Peter Lynch, he likes to go from the bottom up. He's not really thinking about unemployment rates and inflation rates. And again, I want you to be aware that there's some opportunities in front of you. Now we're going to switch to another investor by the name of William O'Neill, fellow Irishman, I guess. William O'Neill publishes the Investor's Business Daily. He also has a lot of great books that are out there. And Investor's Business Daily is a great read. It shows you exactly, again, Wall Street Journal is great. They cover a lot of big macro pictures and stories. But Investor's Business Daily actually shows you some of the stocks that are working, actually gives you recommendations, and is a good starting point for a lot of people. Well, again, the second segment went by so fast. I hope you join us right after these messages where we tackle William O'Neill, Carl Icahn, and George Soros and how they invest their money. We'll be right back.
The stock market seems to be setting records on a daily basis as the Dow Jones has added over 5,000 points in just the past year. Now, do you feel like you're missing out on this move? Should you have a better strategy to take advantage of this market? Our friend Ken Mahoney has a free book offer only for WHUD listeners. It's called Not Your Father's Retirement, and it's free for the first 20 callers right now at 845-371-0101. That's 845-371-0101. It's the perfect companion to Ken's show, which you're listening to now, and every Sunday morning right here on 100.7 WHUD. Now, the book sells on Amazon and at Barnes & Noble for $17.99, but it's free for the first 20 callers right now. 845-371-0101. Leave your name and address, and they will send Ken's book out to you tomorrow. Call 845-371-0101. Now, this is a limited offer. When the book runs out, so will this incredible offer. So if you're close to retirement or already retired, this book is for you. 845-371-0101 for Not Your Father's Retirement, a free book from Ken Mahoney. 845-371-0101.
And welcome back to GPS Your Finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning, bright and early. And the early bird gets the worm. You just heard Mike Bennett talk about my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. It's pretty much almost an autobiography. My father had a pension, he had health care and all kind of these goodies. He's not here with us, unfortunately. But, you know, it's not your father's retirement because, you know, a lot of people don't have that. They have to have their own 401k plans, 403b plans, and those type of things. So I think what you can do, the best companion, I think, to today, to Sunday's show and every show is my book, Not Your Father's Retirement. The first 20 callers today will get the book for free. That's 845-371-0101. Again, that's 845-371-0101. Now, it sells on Amazon and Barnes & Noble for $17.99. And I know you can do it. You can be the first 20 caller. Get your pen, get your pad ready. Get it. Come on, call. Here we go. 845-371-0101. Again, it's 845-371-0101. And also Monday through Friday, right here in WHD, I'm on the Mike and Casey in the morning around 8:25, right after the traffic report. I give the market report every day, tell you what happened the day before, what may be happening coming up. We also talk about the local index and local news. So it's all great stuff. You find us right here. And also on the way home, Bill Kugel around 5:15 tells you how the market closed, all the headlines, and how the Hudson Valley Index. And we're off on Saturday, back here on Sunday mornings at 6 a.m. So around the clock, basically, hear all the market news. Now, right before the break, we were talking about William O'Neill, the founder of Investor's Business Daily. Now, we covered Warren Buffett the first segment, Peter Lynch in the second segment, and how do the world's best invest their assets. Now, William O'Neill founded Investor's Business Daily. I think you should go out and get a copy of this. If you're really into investing, to me, this is one of the best sources. I get it every weekend. I don't get it every weekday. There's so much I could read. But it actually shows you a whole bunch of different ideas that how you can invest your money. Now, what's very interesting, he took a scientific approach to it. He, being William O'Neill, took all the data and looked at all the characteristics of those companies and those stocks who've done really well for the last 30 years. Isn't that kind of interesting? So that's kind of the science behind it. And he found out that the number one correlation to a company succeeding or not succeeding was that of an industry group. So if you're in a really good industry group like technology, there's a good chance, you know, you could do pretty well with the stock. If you're in an awful industry that's doing poorly right now, no matter how good the management is, you know, generally speaking, the industry, it's not going to work out for you. So, you know, the number one thing he does is shows, again, the correlation in the last 30 years of those stocks that did well, they happen to be in a very strong industry. And he rates them like your grade school, like your third grade. A, B, C, D, makes it very simple. A is a strong group. B is, you know, so forth and so on. So you generally speaking want to be, if you're going to pick stocks, be in strong groups. It makes a very big difference. The second thing that he correlated, which also makes sense, is earnings. Now, he ranks earnings from 99, which is the highest, all the way down to 1. And he uses kind of a hybrid strategy. He uses kind of like a 3 and 5 year average, and also uses quarter by quarter. So on the list of companies that have, let's say, 99 or 98 or 97, you'll see right in the pages of Investor's Business Daily are those companies that have tremendous amount of growth. Companies that are really, really growing. And there's just so many that are out there. Actually, Facebook is one of them. That companies that continue to grow at exponential rates. And those are the companies over time, at least according to the study, that when you have earnings growth, those companies' earnings growth can fuel further growth by taking that money and reinvesting into the business. They can increase the dividends. They can actually go back and buy stock. They can do a whole bunch of things. Sometimes they do all that. By the way, if you're just tuning in, you're listening to a GPS for your finances. I'm your host, Ken Mahoney, Mahoney Asset Management. So glad you're joining us this Sunday morning. Today's topic, I love this topic, how do the world's best invest their assets? We spoke about Warren Buffett. We spoke about Peter Lynch. Now we're on William O'Neill, who is the founder of Investor Business Daily, and his 30-year study, probably even longer, of taking the characteristics of these companies that went from like 5 to 50, or stocks that went from 16 to 160. What were those characteristics? And he broke them down, and it's very easy reading once you get it. So first thing we said was industry group, A, B, C, D, just like you're being graded in school. Oh, I hate that, those being graded in schools, but A, B, C, D, you get graded by industry group. The next is earnings, 99 all the way down to 1. So if you have a stock that's not doing much and you look it up, Investor Business Daily, and you realize the number is 10, well, guess what? They don't have a lot of earnings, and money and investment money is going to go to those companies that are fueling growth, that are growing their top line. And finally, the last, well, again, it's a whole bunch of pieces, but the final thing that's very interesting in his work, William O'Neill, is that a price momentum. So sometimes if you're looking at a chart, you would start, you know, go from like, let's say, left to right, and you see a line that just continues to go down. You know, there's got to be something going on there that's not so positive, right? There's, you know, no matter what the news is, something's not really going right with that stock. And then conversely, if you look at a stock from left to right and you see this chart and it kind of goes up, well, that's a positive sign. So it's called price momentum. And also for William O'Neill Investment Business Daily, it goes from 99 all the way down to 1. So companies that have price momentum continues. Again, lots of time people say, whoa, the stock was $80 a share. It's $9 a share now. Well, according to William O'Neill's study, stay far away from that. That's a lot of negative momentum. That thing's like going to 5 the way the momentum's going. However, think about it. Let's say stocks can go from 10 to 50. You know, it's going to go up to 20, you know, an all-time high. Wow, that's kind of expensive. Then it goes up to 30 all time. But if a stock can go from like one number to another number, it's going to look expensive throughout. It's going to be making all-time highs or yearly highs all throughout. So William O'Neill, according to him, if you want to look at some of your best movers, look at stocks that are making new highs, and those are published every day, not stocks that are making new lows. So we only have a short period of time to talk about Carl Icahn. He's an active investor. He sits on boards. Again, he has billions of dollars. Always hard to know exactly what he's doing, but once you get over 10% of a company, you have to file. And so a lot of companies he gets involved with are companies that have not done so well lately, and for a couple of years, and the board hasn't done anything to, you know, kind of get the capital going for the company. So, you know, Carl Icahn will buy bits and pieces, and next thing, own a majority or minority stake in the company, get on the board and try to get the company sold to another company or spin off to a whole bunch of different companies. So that's his style. That may or may not be your style also. And George Soros is someone that has as one of the world's best investors, who really does a lot with currency. He broke the Bank of England many years ago. It's how he made his fame and fortune and so forth. So these are all different styles, from Warren Buffett, Peter Lynch, William O'Neill, Carl Icahn, George Soros, and we got it in all under a half hour. So again, I'm so glad you tuned in with us. Until next week, I hope you have a happy, healthy, and a prosperous one.
You've been listening to A GPS for Your Finances with Ken Mahoney, the President and CEO of Mahoney Asset Management. This is a paid commercial program, and the views, opinions, and advice presented are that of the host and guests and do not represent guarantees of results or represent the opinions of the staff and management of WHUD or Pamel Broadcasting. You can listen to previous editions of A GPS for Your Finances on demand by visiting WHUD.com. If you'd like to ask a question, email Ken at MahoneyGPS.com, and Ken will answer it on the next edition of A GPS for Your Finances, next Sunday morning at 6 a.m. on 100.7 WHUD.